As we near the beginning of a new school year, many of us are in preparation mode. Being prepared is an important part of achieving success in life. Matthew chapter 25 records a parable about 10 women who were preparing for a prominent person's wedding. In a shame and honor culture that valued honor more than anything else, participating in a marriage feast of an honorable host in your village gave you honor and social standing. 5 women were well prepared and enjoyed the party, and the other 5 were unprepared and lost the opportunity of a lifetime. The Bible says that the women who were prepared were wise and the women who were not ready are referred to as being foolish. We have been through so much in the last 16 months, and I understand that COVID-19 is not completely behind us yet. However, how we come out of this global crisis will determine our trajectory as a community. We can choose to sit around and wait for that day to come, or we can prepare for what our tomorrow will look like. Historically, how we transition out of crises like wars and economic downturns has always been indicative of a nation's trajectory. We are living in a hinge moment, a significant time in history. This is the time for us to get ready. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3 says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." In verse 9, the author continues, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Wherever we are in life, we have the opportunity to get ready for something great. We can commit our work to the Lord, trusting that God will establish our steps. My prayer for our community is that we would come out of the pandemic having learned important lessons. I pray that we would prepare ourselves to love one another more deeply, to care for one another more passionately, and to stand together more unified than ever before. Let's get ready. Let's prepare for our next chapter and see how God blesses us.